following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. They're located in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open. They have all the safety precautions in place to make sure their customers are safe along with their employees. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com to find out everything going on right now, all the promotions, giveaways, and all the action in Mount Pleasant, Michigan at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. You can also download the Eagle Access app wherever you download apps and follow Soaring Eagle on Facebook and on Twitter. Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. We are back live across Michigan, hour number two on the only show willing to tell it like it is. We're all about huge opinions. Big name guest, Dan Hasty, who is voice of the High A Tigers Central. Is it called High A Central? Is that the name? It's not Midwest League anymore.
No more Midwest League.
Are they dropping that going into this season?
As I've heard, it's still going to be the High A Central, but I would expect sooner than later that that will change.
And that
I don't think there's a lot of majesty surrounding the High A Central Northeast Division.
High A Central sounds like Fast Times at Ridgemont High, the sequel.
Kind of sounds like a Hi-Ho Silver kind of
situation. Yeah, a little dorky. What about the Great? We got the Great Lakes Loons High A of the Dodgers for our listeners on 100.9 FM, where the station originates, right behind home plate. You have the Lansing Lugnuts. Are they with the A's?
They are.
They're with the A's for our affiliate. And I think AM 730, the game, carries Lugnuts baseball during the season. They also carry the Huge Show, tape delayed weeknights at 6 in Lansing. So that's three teams from Michigan, correct?
That's right.
Yeah. So High A Central. No more Midwest League.
No more Midwest League.
Done.
At least now the Tigers have half of the LA Dodgers contingent working for them, right?
Hey, Alavila.
Which I love, by the way.
How about the comeback stories, okay? The comeback of A.J. Hinch from where he was, some wondering if he'll ever manage again, and the banging on the trash can episodes with the Astros, and I think that's completely behind him now. And Alavila, where we all were screaming just a year ago, what's the blueprint? I don't see it. Even the first month of the season, when the Tigers were just horrible, you're like, I don't see it. Not you, but I'm talking the fan listening. I don't see the plan. And what happened from the first week of May through the end of the season, what continued during free agency before the halt, the development, everything, the comeback of Alavila. Nobody has a negative word right now on Al.
And to me, there was no bigger example of what you just said. And I know that this is looking at it through a player development standpoint than what the Tigers did last year during the MLB draft. So the Tigers were picking third. It was widely considered that the best high school player in the country was a shortstop, Marcelo Mayer. Would go number one overall. And if he wasn't going one, he would go two. And the Tigers were linked to a pitcher, a high school pitcher. And those are historically bad picks. Historically bad picks. But Marcelo Mayer was sitting there for the Tigers. They didn't take him. And they took Jackson Job, who we all know now, as that high school right-handed pitcher. Historically, a wildly risky category to pick from. But you know what? The draft is a crapshoot anyway. And like we talked about earlier today, Bill, when you go to the Detroit Tigers restaurant right now, they got chefs in the kitchen who can cook up some pitching. They can cook up a beautiful dish of nine innings on the mound. And you know what? I can't believe that we collectively got here. Because to your point, a year ago, we weren't there. We were not there with Al Avila. And I know a lot of people, and some of the criticism I thought was unfair, much of it I thought was fair. But now we find ourselves in a place where we all looked at that pick and we said, you know what? Let's see. Let's see. Because all of a sudden, subconsciously, we all decided that they were worth the shot. It's worth the shot now. How many times? I mean, we gave Steve Yzerman, to look at the Red Wings, that kind of cachet the moment he walked in because of what he had built in a different city with a different organization to make them a Stanley Cup champion. Al Avila did not have that background. But all of a sudden, in the past year, we have collectively shifted our focus.
It was the hiring of A.J. Hinch. I really think Hinch is this go-around what Pudge Rodriguez was to the Tigers when they began that ascent to that run from 2006 through 2014, 15, whatever you want to call it, the end of Leland Ausmussen, the Garden hire. And I just think Hinch and then Chris Fetter, who you talk about that chef, that baseball genius, the former, you watch what he did with Michigan's pitchers, right? Mm-hmm. When they had that infamous World Series run, and just their staff, their culture, you know, and Hinch.
And it's not so cut and dry.
And he's done it. And I know the questions with the, you know, the improprieties and the banging on the trash can, but he was honest, addressed that head on when he took the job. And I'm telling you, Al Avila has been able to focus on the minor league system, the draft that you just talked about, and A.J. Hinch is handling everything in Detroit on and off the field.
Well, what are we going to do? I mean, A.J. Hinch got suspended for a year. He served that punishment.
It's behind him now. So I think it's totally behind.
Should
him.
We as a society continue to penalize? And I listened to your show on the way in today, and you were talking about the Hall of Fame and guys like Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. And, you know, I think a very accurate is, I guess, the right word, penalty, is the fact that they didn't get in the Hall of Fame right out of the gate.
Yes.
But they need to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, and I mentioned baseball's laundry list of, my gosh, with, you know, drugs, steroids, racism, you know, bad ownership.
There's been a lot of things that you could say ruin the game a lot more.
And they got through it.
A couple of guys who did stuff that everybody else was doing.
And now what's happened with baseball, and that's why I think the MLB Association, Players Association, and the owners, baseball has made a big comeback in the last couple, 3 years, where they're regaining fans and interest. And a lot of that has been great postseason play and a new champion like, you know, the Braves in terms of the players and names and the Dodgers and what they've done. And the Tigers have re-energized everybody in the last 9 months. And you look at everything happening, Chicago on the south side with the White Sox, and they have to seize this moment because Riley Green and Torkelson in the big leagues could be guys that every little leaguer wants to go to that ballpark and see, like kids used to when Cabrera and Maggs were there.
And going back to your point from a moment ago about Al Avila, the one thing that I love, and I didn't know that this was something that he would be capable of, because I know that there's being a GM in professional sports is one of, if not the most prideful positions you could possibly have in any organization. But what he's done is he has outright empowered A.J. Hinch. He has been willing to say, you know what? There's a chance that you might know some things that I don't, that you can teach me some things. And the smartest person in the room is always the person who is willing to say, I'm not the smartest person in the room. So allow yourself the idea that you can be influenced by other people. That's the biggest breakthrough of the Detroit Tigers.
You can look at the Houston Astros model, which is, I think, the best model. Dodgers kind of went out and they combined youth, but, you know, bought players they needed. But the Astros model for Al to lean on Hinch on how they did it, on the field, how they did it in the front office, how they did it in the minor league system, to have Hinch in that room talking about it. Again, a baseball guy that, you know, played college at Stanford, played in the big leagues, right? Yeah, he knows the game. That is such a great point, Dan, that, you know, Al Avila, the resurrection of Al has been lost in the shuffle, because a year ago people were like, you know what, until they go get Theo Epstein or somebody who's billed a winner, Tigers are going nowhere. And then they have the bad start in April 2021. What changed everything? Everyone bought in. They listened to Hinch, listened to Fetter, because they were playing so bad, people were dogging them.
Remember that Mad TV show? Remember Mad TV? They had that segment called Lowered Expectations. It was the dating service. Lowered Expectations. Right?
What changed? What changed so quickly for the Tigers to go from the way they looked in April to the way they really looked the rest of the year, Mayhan?
We all have kind of these rose-colored glasses right now because the Tigers have two top five prospects in Major League Baseball. No other team even has two, I think, top 20 prospects in Major League Baseball. So the Tigers have them, and they're also both Major League ready or right there on the cusp if they're not. But what's going to have to be this conversation is, because look, the Dodgers, they didn't have two big prospects and then go win something. They had continuous help coming from the minor leagues, great players year after year after year. So the question is eventually going to become, okay, so Torque's in the big leagues, Riley Green's in the big leagues, what's coming next? And the Tigers took a page out of the Dodgers playbook, basically by hiring all the Dodgers people, and now bringing all them in, because that's a minor league system that has continuously pumped out talented young player after talented young player. And then and only then can you make a playoff team a legitimate World Series contender. You can't rely on a guy or two. You need that guy to be coming in every year.
So in your Road to Detroit podcast that people can download and catch up with conversations with Green and Torkelson and more, just search Road to Detroit wherever you download podcasts. And we talked a little bit before the top of the hour open started. Who's next? Who's the next starter that's in the rotation? Who's the next hitter? Who's the next skill position player? If you look at the Tigers farm system right now, how close are AA and AAA players that aren't named Torkelson and Green in terms of getting a cup of coffee or being a surprise roster maker for the Tigers?
Well, I mean, when you're thinking about what the Tigers need, I mean, they obviously need any young talent they can possibly get. They're still going to pick high this year coming up in the draft. I think they have their pick is 12th overall. So if this team is about to get pretty good, this might be one of the last chances that they'll have to get a solid prospect to join that group. But I think if you're talking about offensive players, I mean, Dylan Dingler's the obvious candidate. I mean, just because he can provide a lot of offense at a position that doesn't usually give you that in catcher. Any catcher that can hit is a big deal, because catchers typically don't hit. I mean, how many times do you just hope your team signs a catcher that can call a good game, can make sure nothing gets by him, and you're willing to just live with whatever he does offensively? I mean, I think it was Alex Avila back in 2009, who had an all-star season. I think he had like 20 homers and 100 runs batted in. But that's a unicorn season, because catchers do not do that. Adley Rutschman is the number one prospect in Major League Baseball. He's a Baltimore Orioles prospect. And they've had a catcher in their team history who was a number one overall prospect. Matt Wieters was this guy 10, 15, 20 years ago, and he turned into an average Major League player. You know why? Because catching is so hard. Catching is such a physical and mental grind that you don't have a lot left to take to the plate with you. So if you find a catcher that can give you anything offensively, and this is why what the Tigers did last year was so unique, Eric Haas with his season, Jake Rogers had a good season. They even found extra offense in guys like Dustin Garneau, for example. It's so hard to find that. So Dylan Dingler is your offensive player. I You know, he also played center field at Ohio State. He was a center fielder and catcher. What a weird positional combo that is. I want to see.
That shows your athleticism.
I want to see right? a center fielder / catcher at some point in my life.
You probably, last time you saw that was high school.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And it definitely was not me.
Well, but
it was
somebody else on my team. I'm talking in the pros the last time you've seen a center fielder. You've seen some catchers be parked out in left field or something.
They wouldn't even let me play center field in batting practice.
No. I Dingler's, what, probably 2 years?
2 years out.
Yeah, 2 years out. So you got Tucker Barnhart and Haas, which is a pretty good duo there at catcher
yep.
for the Tigers this year. You got, I think, if Torkelson can win the first base job, Cabrera goes to DH, Scope goes to second. Javi Baez, we haven't even talked about him. Mm. The pickup up the middle at short.
I'm so excited for that.
Oh, gosh. I mean.
We don't get as excited about that as
one of the most. I know. He's hardly been discussed in the state of Michigan since he's been signed, Javi Baez. Candelario, his bat came on, his glove, and your outfield looks like it's going to be Green, Badu, and Grossman to start the season, right?
They're going to have to sign an outfielder. It might not be this year. It might be next year. But they're going to have to go big for an outfielder.
So maybe Grossman for one more season in Detroit?
They need, well, and Grossman's so solid, right? You're getting everything you would ever want from
Robbie
Grossman.
He's a major leaguer.
But between, you know, Badu and Derek Hill, I think there are some role players in there. I don't know if they're everyday players, but they're not going to kill you. I just think if you're trying to be a World Series winning team, I just think you need a little bit more juice. I think that's where you need it. Now, you asked about the pitching side. I think Jackson Jobes is too far away. He hasn't even thrown a professional pitch yet.
So 3 years.
Hoping to
minimum,
see that in
right?
West Michigan this coming season. And some of the other pitchers like Ty Madden is another guy, Dylan Smith. These were all like the first, second, third round
picks.
So
that's 3 years minimum.
So we're talking right? a little while away. But Joey Wentz had Tommy John surgery. He was acquired in the Shane Green trade a couple of years ago and had Tommy John surgery, but he was impressive.
What level last year?
Down. So last season, he finished primarily in Double A, but that was his second go-around at Double A. So
Because of surgery.
So it was Double A, Tommy John, off a year, back to Double A. So, and the numbers were good. Numbers were good. Sub-4 ERA. He'll probably start in Toledo. But as you know, if you're in Toledo, you're only 45 minutes from Comerica Park. And if they're going to need somebody, and I think they will, they liked Tyler Alexander. Who would have thought they could make Tyler Alexander a thing? But Joey Wentz has a good, to borrow a phrase from a certain broadcast partner I've had once upon a time, a great arsenal. He's got what you need to succeed at that level. And he's left-handed. I love left-handed pitching. It's a lot easier to get righties, but I think he's got juice. I think he could be somebody that we'll see as soon as this year.
Yeah, so Eduardo Rodriguez, man, Baez, Tucker Barnhart. I mean, quietly, that's why the excitement we talked about, Dan. This team isn't that far away. You know, still some young arms in the rotation that need to show their every day or every 5 day major leaguers in Scooble, lefty, Mize, who needs some work. Matt Manning, who came on last year, kind of a mild surprise, right? A huge ERA down in the minors, but at the major league level had a couple of really outstanding starts. You mentioned Tyler Alexander, the perfect type of number five guy with the full arsenal. The question is now with Soto, Fulmer, after that, you're current bullpen, and that goes back to me talking about a couple of veteran arms. You know, it's really borderline. You know, Jimenez is going to try and become the closer for the 19th straight year. Doesn't it seem like they've given him, oh my Lord.
Sometimes I feel like West Michigan's pretty close to Detroit.
Yeah.
And then I remember when I see things like that, I realize it's quite far away.
They God bless him for sticking with them, and he's still in the mix, and that's the weak area. And then really set up, you know, a couple of arms, seventh inning, you know, when you got a 4-2 lead and you want to hold on to it and you want to get to your closer. They're not that far, man. The additions of Barnhart, Eduardo Rodriguez now to be your ace, and Javi Baez at short, those are three great pickups by Avila.
And you know what? Think about A.J. Hinch's teams with the Astros and how many lockdown relievers that they had. Mm. They knew that they couldn't get by because they didn't have the, I mean, they had Garrett Cole for a very brief amount of time. They had Justin Verlander.
They had Keuchel when he was.
They had Keuchel, but
before
they
he got
knew
hurt, right?
Yeah. That they weren't getting big outs late with those guys. They needed lockdown relief types. So they know the value of them, which is why I think either they're going to find them or they're going to develop them based on the guys they already have. I don't know who they are, but I think it's just good business in Major League Baseball to invest in your bullpen, because worst case scenario, your team's not any good. Somebody else wants an asset or two for their bullpen. It's never something that goes out of style. It's evergreen. Everybody always needs relievers. So you spin those guys into prospects. So you can't lose.
The new additions, if it pans out for Torkelson and Green, you'll have Torkelson, Green, Eduardo Rodriguez, Barnhart, and Javi Baez. From a team that was pretty darn competitive against teams still in contention in September. I'm talking about the Tigers, playing contenders, not teams that were rolling over or already clinched. And think about the addition, the power of Torkelson at first, because Miguel Cabrera's power isn't the same. You ask yourself, who's your three-run homer guy right now in this lineup without Torkelson? Who is it?
You don't have one. You don't have one yet.
Haas would provide that at times.
Yeah, but he's going to be a backup. Surprise, right?
You
can count on it.
But he's going to be a backup catcher, and he'll be the DH when Miguel Cabrera takes a day off or first base. Same thing with Torkelson.
When I heard Javi Baez talk in his virtual press conference, he was talking about how, you know, Comerica Park.
Did he have his mask on at a virtual press conference with no one around him?
You know,
I saw Dwayne Casey with that the other day. Virtual press conference with the mask on.
So
hello, Dwayne.
So he said,
wake up call.
So I'll sidestep that one. So he said, Comerica Park is huge. I need to change my swing. I need to start hitting line drives more.
Yes.
My first thought was, no, do not do that. The Dennis Green quote, be who they thought you are. Like, be the guy that was brought here. The Tigers didn't bring in Javi Baez to change his swing and it becomes something he's not. You know, look. I'll say this. Javi Baez, because I know he's listening right now.
He is.
Hit.
Big fan of the podcast.
Javi, listen to me. Hit 220. I want you to hit 220 with 30 bombs. Because you know what? You can hit 250. You can hit 260 with 14 home runs. You
can triples, right?
You can slap hit a little bit. Sure. But you know what moves the needle in Major League Baseball? It's putting that ball in the seats. Hit 220, hit 30 homers.
That's why, and as we said at the top of our conversation, and Dan Hasty is the other voice you're hearing. He is the host of Road to Detroit podcast that highlights the Tigers minor league system. You can listen and catch up Green, Torkelson, and more from last year. Just search Road to Detroit. Also, high A play-by-play voice for the West Michigan Whitecaps Tigers. High A Central farm team. That's why when I look at this lineup, when we talked about the homer, why you want Baez to be the three-run homer, because you're going to win a lot of games with two three-run homers, that Torkelson, the necessary power needed in this lineup, I find it hard to believe that Torkelson will not be the first baseman from game one this year.
Oh, so you didn't read that article talking about Freddie Freeman signing with the Tigers? You didn't get that one, did you? They came out with this article of five fits for Freddie Freeman, which is just fun to say, by the way.
It sounds like a really cool restaurant in Buckhead.
Five fits for Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, how long? What you wait? You got to go?
I got five free agent fits of Freddie Freeman.
I think five fits. Do they come with ranch and honey mustard dipping sauce? I love the five fits.
I think
now say that fast before you mix in a swear word and totally.
Now you got me thinking about fritters. Anyway,
so with the Tiger, now this.
So the idea was.
Where's his fit? I know this sounds crazy.
Right. So the idea was you sign Freddie Freeman.
What do you do with Torkelson then?
Because Torkelson has experience at third base. It's basically the Prince Fielder thing all over again, right? To that, which, by the way, happened 10 years ago today. Prince Fielder.
He's still getting paid, isn't he?
Yeah, you just mail him a check.
I mean, him or Bobby Bonilla, who has the best backside deal. Right, the backside deal.
My goodness.
So now that would be crazy. If you're Al Avila and you could get Freddie Freeman and then you would deal Candelario to somebody. Well, I'm just saying, if you put Freddie Freeman at first.
Another thing that's fun to say. The five fits for Freddie Freeman at first.
And then if you ever get mad at him, you throw the F-bomb in there, and that would be a classic. You're looking at 8 to 10 Fs.
Is that, the five FCC fits for Freddie
Freeman. Torkelson over at third, Javi Baez, Scope at second. Freeman, I got to watch that.
I got another F.
I got another. That is.
Fantastic.
That's fantastic. I was thinking about that F and good lineup. Man, that would be the move. You know, you mentioned what I was saying at the start of this conversation 40
you
minutes ago.
You think so, though?
You
more
said
than, more than no, Carlos no. Correa?
You said, though, there's two things that stick out in talking about this Tigers team. Does Al Avila and Hinch, who he listens to, in their conversations, how are they viewing 2022 compared to the media and the fans? Are they looking at it as a year to get above 500, season Torkelson Green, young arms still, and then you make your move? Or if they think they're close, and this is, again, that's a behind closed doors Tigers boardroom meeting or conversation with Hinch. Because you got to look at Hinch, okay? And the expediting of what we thought was the rebuild of the Tigers, reload. Because they're rebuilding, they've been champions multiple times. A.J. Hinch didn't come here for a five-year plan. He didn't come here to groom everybody with Fetter and hope in 4 or 5 years they're going to be a winner. So if you have the confidence now in Hinch and the five fits for Freddie Freeman, which would be fantastic.
Five free agent fits, yes.
Yeah. And you wanted to do that move. Couple things. You could give Torkelson a year at AAA. Wouldn't have to come up. You have Freddie Freeman at first. I'm just like, and I'm not sounding like Elmer Fudd, which I'm really proud of how many times I said Freddie Freeman at first. And you give Torkelson a year, and then 2023 is go time. Mm.
So Carlos Correa is the other name, right? Because that's the other big free agent position player who was unsigned, going into the CBA.
He just signed with Boris, the notorious agent. He's staying in Houston.
Oh, yeah. He'll never come to a place if Scott Boras is your agent. He'll never find a way to get you to Detroit, Bill. Come on. You've been through this before.
So where would Correa play then? You move Javi Baez to what, second?
Yeah, that would be the, so, that hold would on. Be the idea.
So let's just go total baseball's crazy.
Baseball is crazy that Prince Fielder got in Detroit.
They sign Correa to play short, Javi at second, they get Freddie Freeman at first,
okay.
And Torkelson plays there.
And the price of a hot and ready is now $12.
Hot and ready, they're taking credit apps right now at your local Little Caesars. Hot and ready, $49.99.
You can find one of those change buckets
out front. You got a billion we can add?
Well, the Texas Rangers just spent, $500 million on their second baseman and shortstop. So it's
still think Correa's in play for the Tigers?
How about this? I don't think he's not. I think if this offseason lingers, and he's not happy with what he's getting.
It's Houston, total. Really.
I think he is willing to go high AAV, average annual value, big contract, short term, and then go back to the market or get an opt out. But I think, look, the Tigers have been really good over the last three seasons during this rebuild, which how hard it was then to the acceleration that it's taken over the last 2 years of not forcing it. They haven't forced it. You could say, oh, well, you forced it because you got Javi Baez and you gave him all this money. No, you didn't. Javi Baez got a 2-year contract. Don't get it twisted. The 6-year deal that you think you have with Javi Baez is a 2-year contract because it's an opt-out after 2 years. Players almost universally want to go out and see what their value is. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's exactly what you want. Eduardo Rodriguez has the same thing. In 2 years, he's got an opt-out. He has the ability to go test the open market again. And that's great, because when you're in a position where you're trying to sustain long-term success, you need flexibility. And the Tigers, while vastly improved this season and next season, are remarkably flexible, even given the fact that they put these contracts down on paper.
And Correa would take a much bigger but a similar contract to Eduardo Rodriguez.
He would go for much more. But you still have, I mean, look, in 3 years, Tigers don't have any significant payroll.
You'll be done with the Cabrera deal, right?
If what we think will happen inevitably will take place. And I don't think that's a stretch. And look, you know, best case scenario, Javi Baez is awesome for 2 years, wants to go test the market again. But that means you got two great seasons out of him. You're a good team. You're going to be able to fill that spot with somebody else.
Same thing with Eduardo Rodriguez.
Same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Or some of your young arms emerge as, you know, potential, you hope, you know, Cy Young candidates or at least all-star caliber pitchers.
Which is why
at least two of them.
The numbers 1, 2, and 3 priorities for the Detroit Tigers, more than getting a shortstop, more than getting relief help, is making sure you keep the coaching staff of that team in place. There's nothing more important right now to their success
than Fetter,
than Hinch, than the rest of that coaching staff.
100%. Dan Hasty, he is the radio play-by-play voice of the Tigers' High A affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps, joining us in studio. Also, radio play-by-play voice for Detroit Mercy Titans men's basketball and the Road to Detroit podcast, which was fantastic last year because there was a lot of fast-moving minor leaguers led by Torkelson and others. Wherever you download podcasts, search Road to Detroit and also search The Huge Show. If you missed any of the conversation earlier with Dan or any interview, or show hour, or full show podcast, search The Huge Show, where you download podcast, and then search Road to Detroit. We'll have one final segment with Dan coming up. Also, Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort, will tell us about that Zac Brown Band outdoor date this summer in Mount Pleasant.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
It's time to go on the court with Tim Stout.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of action and excitement because it's a day for winning. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com. Michigan State's arduous basketball schedule continues with a tough game at Illinois. But what is the condition of the two teams going in? Illinois is fresh from a blowout loss at shaky Maryland. And Michigan State, for the same matter, after having troubles with Northwestern at home, looks very impressive to win at Wisconsin, a team that had won 7 straight games. It's an up-and-down, long season, okay? And consistency is such a big key, especially for the Spartans, who obviously have a great deal of depth, and that's why they're perhaps in first place in the Big Ten. But there are still 13 conference games to go. A win over Illinois, though, would be crucial, in my opinion, moving forward Tuesday night.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambitions. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and Bean Garter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Garter approach, and that's how Bean Garter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Garter. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BEENEGARTER.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studios. We're going to have a short segment here. Superfly, what we'll probably do is go straight to the Tim McCullough interview. If you can put that up on the hot pad. Man, what an hour and a half with Dan talking Tigers baseball. So when it's all said and done, the final thought here, we got a couple of minutes. What do you think this 2022 season will be like when it's over? Let's say regular season end of September. What will this Tigers team look like? Record, win total, what's your gut?
I don't want to sound entitled, but I feel like collectively, Tigers fans have been through a lot the last 5-6 years. I mean, since 2015, I mean, this team's been, in the bottom five of Major League Baseball? So I don't feel the least bit entitled telling you that the Tigers can, should, and will be a playoff team in an expanded playoff format, which will be agreed to by the CBA as soon as this season. I think they are. It might just be a one-game thing. It might be a one-game playoff, and that's all you get this year. But it's not all you'll get down the line.
I agree with the addition of Eduardo Rodriguez as your ace. Javi Baez at short, which, again, nobody has talked about. Barnhart at catcher. And
Freddie Freeman at first.
And Correa at short. So let's meet the Tigers.
Speak it into existence.
Here's the starting lineup for the Tigers. Barnhart at catcher. Rodriguez on the mound. Torkelson at third. Correa at short. Javi Baez at second. And Freddie Freeman at first. A chance to be the greatest power-hitting infield in the history of Major League Baseball.
And don't forget Freddie Freeman's new podcast, his new cooking show, 5 Fantastic Farm-Fresh Fajitas and Fries with Freddie Freeman.
Search for that right where you search for Road to Detroit. Then the outfield will be Green, Grossman, and Badu. Hello, World Series. Dan, stellar stuff on air today. We will stay in touch in terms of talking baseball and also the Road to Detroit. Thank you.
Always appreciate it.
Dan Hasty calling Detroit Mercy. Titans basketball, voice of the Tigers, high A affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps, and search for that Road to Detroit podcast. Superfly, did we get the Tim McCullough conversation from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort? We'll get to that in a moment. Remember, any comments you want to drop when it comes to the Tigers or any of the teams here in Michigan, add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. Let's go check in with the fun governor, Tim McCullough from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, is standing by. Timmy, what's shaking at Soaring Eagle?
Man, we got so many great things. We talk about promotions, we talk about shows, and we're going to start off with promotions this week, Bill. $52,000 cold hard cash giveaways happens Fridays. Win your share of that $52,000. 4 winners each hour from 7 to 10 p.m., $500 in free play, and at 11 p.m., one lucky Access Club member will win $5,000 in cash. That's right, cash money. And then snowfalls of cash happens Saturdays in January where you can win $25,000 in cash. Hourly drawings from 7 to 10 p.m., $1,000 in free play. Then at 11 p.m. each Saturday night, $25,000 in cash. One lucky guest is going to go home a big winner with their snowfall of cash, $25,000. And then we move on to our show, February 4th. Still in love with the 90s, Vanilla Ice, Rob Bass, Tone Loc, my man Slick Rick, DJ Jazzy Jeff will be in the house. We'll get your tickets for that show as they're going fast. February 19th, Collective Soul with special guest Everclear will be in our entertainment hall. What a great rocking show that's going to be. March 11th, Joe McHale live on stage, bringing the funny. March 19th, Styx World Tour right here at Soaring Eagle. April 9th, Chicago, that's right, Chicago live in concert. You're not going to want to miss that one. April 16th, my man Carlos Santana will be bringing his tour to Soaring Eagle. April 23rd, Lewis Black, Off the Rails. What a great show that's going to be. Lewis is always great in this political thing we got going on now. He's one you're not going to want to miss. April 29th, Teresa Caputo live, The Experience. That is an amazing show, and it happens right here at Soaring Eagle. May 7th, Earth, Wind, and Fire, live in concert. I am really excited personally about that one. And then we announced two shows for our summer lineup so far. New Kids on the Block, the mixtape tour, June 23rd. And then we just announced July 30th, Zach Brown Band. That's going to be a huge outdoor show. Oh, man, Zach Brown, I don't think he's ever been here. I'm super pumped for that one. Out in the Middle Tour is what it's called. So get your ticks, because they are going fast, my friends. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate the time, and enjoy the day and stay warm.
And by the way, tickets for all those shows, times, dates, book your hotel room at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Indoor and outdoor shows, go to SoaringEagleCasino.com. Download the Eagle Access app. And also, for our listeners on 100.9 FM, don't forget about the Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel in Standish. For those of you in the Midland, Bay City, Saginaw area. Timmy, have a great Tuesday night. We'll talk next week.
All right, we'll see you, Bill.
All right. Tim McCullough, the Fun Governor, for the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Score big on the NBA action with this special offer from BetMGM. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you're going to win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy the NBA like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions all NBA season long. Plus, earn M Life rewards through BetMGM online play to use at any MGM resort nationwide. Turn loyalty points into comps for room nights, restaurants, and a whole lot more. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Michigan only, new customer offer, and all promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live on a Tuesday broadcast presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Indoor shows, outdoor summer concert series already has Zach Brown and also New Kids on the Block dates scheduled. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com and also download the Eagle Access app. Thank you, Dan Hasty. Man, that was awesome talking Tigers baseball for almost 90 minutes. Fantastic. Back and forth. Download that Road to Detroit podcast. Dan and the crew do a stellar job with that. And I do want to thank Superfly Hayes. We found out last night, and we've been so busy since the move to our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids, that our podcast hits since August of 2021 through yesterday were close to 1.5 million. It's a big number. And we had a historic fall with that football season. Well, really three of them. The start of the Dan Campbell era. The start by the Lions, but then Mel Tucker and Jim Harbaugh and the seasons they delivered us led to a lot of people clicking on and listening to our podcast, which no matter what platform you're on, Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeart, Podbean, and more, just search The Huge Show. You can subscribe or just download or click on what you want to listen to, individual interviews, full hours, and full show podcasts. But man, thank you, Superfly Hayes. He posts those podcasts each and every night. Near 1.5 million in the last 6 months. And a big part of that is our support of iHeart Grand Rapids and 96.1 The Game as our new flagship station, and the reach we now have in the Kalamazoo and the Muskegon with our flagship station. But 1.5 million podcasts. That was a historic fall. 24/7, everything you need to know about the show is free, and it's available on your schedule at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.